What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
And now with the latest Vibe, here's Graham Campbell.
January is Glaucoma Awareness Month. Nationally, more than 3 million people suffer from this vision-stealing disease.
My name is Laura Schwartz, and I am the Special Projects Coordinator at the Ohio Affiliate of Prevent Blindness. I help coordinate adult vision screening training, and I help with a collaborative that is looking to bring attention to the growth of aging eye diseases called Ohio's Aging Eye Public-Private Partnership. Glaucoma is one of the four most prevalent aging eye diseases, and it's really a group of diseases that damages the optic nerve. And when the optic nerve is damaged, vision is lost. And this can happen really slowly, really gradually, and it's not often noticed until it can be significant and irreversible. So once that vision is lost, it can't be restored. They call this kind of glaucoma open-angle glaucoma, and it's also the kind of a nickname for it in the field is the sneak thief of sight, because it can slowly damage your optic nerve.
When you say slowly, I would think if you can either see or you can't see, what would my experience as a person with glaucoma B?
Everyone's experience is a little bit different, right? It depends. Glaucoma is, you know, it's really a group of diseases. Mm-hmm. And so the open angle can take your side vision, your peripheral vision, and it can kind of slowly kind of just kind of close in on it so that you're only seeing your central vision, and eventually you can become blind from it. Uh-huh. But the glaucoma that is the closed angle can appear really suddenly, and it can be painful and have a lot of symptoms that might send somebody to the eye doctor and should send somebody to the eye doctor right away.
The only thing I would notice would be a gradual narrowing of my visual field over time.
The symptoms of glaucoma would be you can have that loss of a peripheral or side vision. You know, that somebody will say, like, a car came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, maybe they don't have their peripheral vision, their side vision. Might have some blurry or foggy vision or trouble adjusting to dark rooms or maybe some rainbow-colored rings around lights. But often there's not a warning sign, and that's why we really encourage people to get regular eye exams. The older you are, the more likelihood of glaucoma. But that doesn't mean that you can't have glaucoma very young. For instance, I have a great niece that when she was having her regular pediatrician visit before kindergarten, they noticed there was something going on with her eyes, and she has a form of glaucoma. So, first of all, people should have eye exams young, well before kindergarten, before the full visual system is developed, because not only glaucoma, there's amblyopia, which is lazy eye that needs to be treated before vision is lost, and people should have regular eye exams as prescribed by their eye doctor. But if you don't wear glasses, and as an adult, you want to have an eye exam every year or two, depending on your health. And the older you get, the more frequently. But,
and you mentioned diabetes and age as risk factors. Are there other ones that we should be mindful of?
Sure, there are. One of them that, you know, they test for at the eye doctor is a high intraocular pressure, call it IOC. And then aging, of course, and then heredity. So if you have a family member who has glaucoma, so a grandparent, a parent, or a sibling, or a child, It really increases your likelihood of getting glaucoma, particularly a parent or a sibling. Also, the prevalence data shows that people who are African-American are more likely to get glaucoma, like 6 times more likely to become blind from it. It's also common in people, more common in people who are Hispanic and Latino, and people who are Asian may have a tendency toward the closed-angle glaucoma. Also, if you have a central cornea thinness, somewhat worse outcomes with men. And again, it's, you know, why we encourage people to get in for regular eye exams, because it does require attention, and some of the treatment to start with, like to lower your interocular pressure, are eye drops. And you know, it's not so invasive, and it can really make a huge change in the progression of glaucoma.
Are there any lifestyle factors that we should be aware of that would contribute to this?
Diet and exercise, alcohol. So at first, alcohol can lower your interocular pressure, then it can raise it. Caffeine can increase your interocular pressure. So steroids can sometimes cause damage to your vision. There are lifestyle factors to consider.
So if I was, for example, prescribed steroids for another unrelated medical condition, I should be keeping an eye on my vision as well.
Yes. And also, if you've had some kind of injury to your eye or surgery, that's another reason that later on it can cause a problem, or infections. Some people don't think that there's a problem with their vision until there is a problem, right? Mm-hmm. Until they notice it. But often, because they're not necessarily noticed, or it's like, oh, I thought something was wrong, but I kind of passed it off. If you have these risk factors, you need to, get in and get your eyes checked.
People who experience low or no vision as a result of glaucoma can receive supports from local agencies located around the state. One of them is right here in Licking County.
So we don't provide the low vision resources, though we have information about that on our national website. We do refer people to organizations that do, and since you're in Newark, there is for the Center for Visual Improvement, which is where we'd suggest in that area people would go. But we also help people who can't afford the Prevent Blindness helps people who can't afford their vision care, There's some criteria, but we assist people who are of low income within 200% of the federal poverty guidelines. That if they're not a participant in Medicaid or Medicare, unless those benefits are not working for them for some reason, and then that's something that we can look into. Mm-hmm. And if people have private insurance, we want them to use it. You know, we're a safety net. But people can be referred or refer themselves to us to get help with their vision care. And then there are, on our website, on the Prevent Blindness Ohio website, there is information, there's a resource guide, for instance, that has information about low vision assistance, and depending on where people are in the state, maybe something like the Center for Visual Improvement. And we train people who are interested in volunteering to do vision screenings. Mm-hmm. And because of some wonderful grant funders, we're able to offer them the vision screening charts. So right now, mostly through webinars, some in person, we provide about a 2.5-hour course on adult vision problems, and then the second half is taking them through the process of providing vision screening, that people learn to use our risk assessment form, and they learn about the definitions of acuity and how to use the charts to screen, and when it's important to refer people to get an eye exam, and how soon perhaps somebody needs an eye exam.
Okay.
And that training is free. We'd like to make our services available to your listeners.
Okay.
We'd be happy to help people with questions, and I can give you our website. The Prevent Blindness Ohio website is pbohio.org. And the national website is preventblindness.org, and you can get to Ohio from there also.
Right.
And then our phone number in Ohio is 800-301-2020.
For the WCLT Radio Group, I'm Graham Campbell.